Hello, family of God. This is Pastor Renee Antrosio. Welcome to the third Sunday of Advent, the longed-for lighting of the pink candle, our joy in the midst of darkness and waiting, and the fan favorite of the kids who get to light our Advent candles. Today we live very much in the tension of what is happening now, an early winter that is both beautiful and harsh, especially for our homeless population in Champaign-Urbana. The difficulties we grapple with individually and collectively, and the not yet of our hope for God's redemption of our bodies and our earth. Most years, our joy is bolstered this Sunday by a visit from Spring Initiative Wraparound After School Program in Mississippi. But this year they have had to postpone until January, which feels both providential and a bit disappointing. We live in the tension. I live in the tension, which often feels heavy and uncomfortable. The source of our joy is not in our circumstances, which can feel dark, but in God's promise of a home and a homeland and Emmanuel, God with us. Our earth is groaning, our bodies are groaning, our spirits are groaning, and we are encouraged to notice candlelight in the darkness, to experience joy in the midst of difficulty, and to be ambassadors of joy by serving others. Jesus was also born into a dark time, bringing hope, listening, feeding, healing, and teaching, modeling compassion for our hurting world. He said to his disciples in John 15:11, "I have said these things to you so that my joy will be in you and your joy will be complete." And so we ask Jesus for his joy as we learn to love more deeply, to love God, to love each other, to love this earth. May we notice small and big miracles. May we be strengthened by beauty. May we be nourished by the source of all joy and the deep, deep love of Jesus. Wherever you are, may these songs and scriptures, prayers and teaching minister to your spirit, that you might taste the joy that Jesus offers. Welcome to worship.